I'm John Lemley. Glad to have you along for another City Cafe. It's Monday, which means Darren Wong of the AJC Decatur Book Festival joins us to preview some of the upcoming book events, author appearances, other literary events. Welcome back in.
Thanks, John. Hey, what are you doing for dinner tomorrow night?
Well, I don't think I have any plans as of yet.
Really? Well, if you're not too busy, we're having a little thing tomorrow night in Decatur. This is going to be a blast. The Decatur Book Festival is working with the Iberian Pig, which is a fantastic restaurant in Decatur. And this is a fundraiser for the Decatur Education Foundation. And we are bringing together four of the Atlanta area's best writers for a special Feast of Words. It's a prefix menu around these four authors. It's Amber Dermont, whose book The Starboard Sea was being compared left and right to F. Scott Fitzgerald. Kevin Young, whose book The Gray Album is National Book Critics Circle finalist. Susan Puckett, whose book is Eat, Drink, Delta. It's a really great examination of Delta foodways. And Susan Rebecca White, who's A Soft Place to Land. She's really one of the kind of the breakout novelists out of the South. So these four fantastic Atlanta writers coming together, and the folks over at the Iberian Pig designing a menu based around their books. So each course is focused on one of their books.
Oh.
Well, I tell you this, the Kevin Young poem that they're basing a course out of is called Ode to Pork.
So that may end up in cross stitch on the wall.
So that is the Iberian Pig tomorrow night. And I think that's a 6:30 start time, but check with the restaurant.
Bruce Feiler is coming to town to share with us some secrets of successful families.
His book is called The Secret of Happy Families. Thursday night, he's going to be at the Marcus Jewish Community Center talking about this book.
We hit the breaking point as a family a few years ago. I don't know if it was the chaos one morning or the umpteenth squabble or my yelling too much one day. But I turned to my wife and I said, there must be a better way.
He has a brilliant mind for discerning what's really interesting in this stuff.
Along with the unexpected, I see a short list here of things that he recommends. And the top one is a head-scratcher for me. Don't worry about family dinner. It sounds opposite of what I would have thought.
Yeah, he bucks a lot of the common sense things. You know, let your kids pick their punishments.
On the surface, it sounds like something I would have enjoyed as a kid. Not the comfy chair. And Bruce Feiler is appearing in Dunwoody this week.
Yes, he's up at the Marcus Jewish Center on Thursday at 7:30.
Darren, I understand there's going to be a group of folks getting an early start on celebrating all things Irish from a literary stand.
Yeah, we are putting together, we're just going to call it a shindig. Some traditional Irish players will be there. People will be reading poetry. We've got Adrian Rice from Catawba Valley Community College. We've got Joseph Lennon from Villanova University. Natalie Anderson from Swarthmore is coming. They're going to be playing. They're going to be singing. They're going to be a little poetry.
And it's all in a rather intimate space.
Yeah, it's upstairs in the Belgian bar at the Brick Store. The American Conference for Irish Studies is taking place in Decatur this coming weekend. So there'll be about 200 lovers and scholars of Irish literature and music. Big shot poet Seamus Haney is in town. He's doing a public reading. I believe all the tickets for that are long gone. But he's been known to show up and have a pint or two with if there's a good Irish jig going on. So, I'm not saying he will be there. I'm not saying he won't be there. He'll be there in spirit no matter what.
Right. He is in town.
He is in town.
And again, Darren, coming up on Friday.
It's coming up on Friday at the Brick Store Pub. Official time is 5 to 7, but, you know, if the reels and jigs are still going, then I don't think it's going to be over.
Well, Darren, quite a week as far as literary events go. Thank you for the preview.
My pleasure.
For more information about anything Darren and I have talked about, we're at wabe.org/citycafe.